three former allies of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie face prison time for their alleged involvement in the Bridgegate affair. On Friday, David Wildstein pleaded guilty to closing lanes at the George Washington Bridge to punish the mayor of Fort Lee for not endorsing Christie's reelection. Wildstein is cooperating with federal prosecutors who have charged two others who are to be arraigned this morning in Newark. Christie's top appointee at the Port Authority, Bill Baroni, and the governor's former deputy chief of staff, Bridget Ann Kelly. New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz joins us now to dissect the political ramifications of the charges. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Sotiris.
So, you know, the indictments were not unexpected, but the question we keep hearing people asking is whether Christie is still planning to run for president.
The answer is yes. Officially, the governor says he hasn't made up his mind, but in conversations this weekend with his associates, I can tell you that this has not affected the plan to announce a candidacy either around Memorial Day weekend or closer to July 4th. It really depends on how soon he can wrap up budget negotiations with Democrats in the New Jersey legislature. They say that now the indictments have been announced, they can move forward because there will likely be no other charges specifically about Bridgegate. Last week, Team Christie issued talking points to media and supporters, and they dispatched top surrogates like Christie's wife, Mary Pat, to talk to donors. And the message was that nothing came out in court on Friday morning that brings the scheme and its cover-up any closer to the governor himself. So they're saying there is no other shoe to drop.
Is that true? There's really no other shoe to drop?
I mean, for the most part, although this was a political retaliation scheme, Christie's former campaign manager, Bill Stepien, was not charged and likely won't be, which means that the feds can't prove that this was directed from the top echelons of Christie's political operation. And also on Friday, Christie's lieutenant governor and two of his cabinet members were officially cleared with unusual letters from the U.S. attorney for separate but kind of related allegations that they tried to take Sandiade away from the Democratic Hoboken mayor. So that's good news for him for sure. On the other hand, on the bridge front, there are still two people facing considerable prison sentences who might have something to say about whether anyone else was involved once they get on the stand.
The New York Times headline this weekend was, Christie's White House hopes seem to be fading. Is that an accurate reflection of his political reality?
The Times has been pretty aggressive in its portrayal of Christie's pending political death at the hands of Bridgegate, but that headline was actually later softened, and the article didn't include any specific examples of people actually jumping ship because of what happened Friday. His people are certainly not as confident as they once were that there is a clear path to the nomination, but Friday didn't seem to shake them more than they'd already been shaken. I was actually curious about how New Hampshire viewed what happened. New Hampshire holds the first primary in the nation, and it's pretty much a must-win for Christie. So I looked at the New Hampshire papers on Saturday, and only one of five up there had Bridgegate on the cover. I spoke to one activist there this weekend who told me that people were talking much more about how their National Republican Committeeman was found to have donated to Planned Parenthood than about Bridgegate. So, I mean, still the Times skepticism about Christie's chances could prove to be self-fulfilling prophecy in some ways. Christie knows that lots of New York and D.C.-based TV producers read the paper, and it really sets the framework for how the Christie story is told. But I was listening to conservative columnist George Will this weekend, and he said that eventually reporters will get bored and ask, wouldn't it be fun to have a story about Chris Christie's revival?
Well, Matt, from your perspective, can Christie stoke a revival?
I mean, I don't want to put too positive a spin on this. Bridgegate was bad, and he's doing very poorly in presidential polls. He's viewed negatively by a disproportionately high number of Republicans. Wildstein, who pleaded guilty, continues to say evidence exists that Christie knew about the lane closures. That evidence could come out in the two criminal trials for Baroni and Kelly. And those criminal trials are going to be happening concurrently to Christie campaigning for president. Who knows what could come out? Kelly said Friday that unspecified other people in the governor's office knew about this, and Baroni allegedly claimed that, quote, Trenton wanted the lanes closed. Plus, one of Christie's closest people in the world, one of the closest people to him in the world, former Port Authority Chairman David Sampson, is under federal investigation for profiting from his role in that agency. And that indictment could drop really at any time.
Well, it'll be interesting if we have a Bridgegate trial and a primary going on at the same time. Thanks so much, Matt. A pleasure as always.
Thank you, Sotiris.